U.S. Senator Mike Lee wants to keep a president from creating new national monuments right here in the state of Utah.
Right now, the senator joins us live on the KSL Newsline. It's called the PURE Act. Senator, tell us more about it.
Well, Utahns want what all Americans want. They want a say in how their local communities are governed. Unfortunately, thanks to the Antiquities Act and thanks to the number of acres controlled by the federal government in Utah, a lot of rural communities in Utah are not in control of their destiny. Their livelihoods end up being under almost constant threat from politicians in Washington. And that's why today I'm introducing something called the Protecting Utah's Rural Economy Act, a bill that would protect Utah from future abuses under the Antiquities Act. And what it would do, I'm calling it the PURE Act, it would require an act of Congress and also an act of the state legislature before a president could restrict more land access by creating a new monument. We think this is an important, necessary step to reform the Antiquities Act.
Are there some states, Senator, that already have these provisions that you're speaking of?
Yes, there are. Two states, Alaska and Wyoming, have received comparable protections from future Antiquities Act monument designations. They were given these after millions of acres were restricted in those states. So the PURE Act would give Utah's rural communities a real voice in local management policies with respect to federal public land. And that's a voice they need. It's a voice they don't have today.
What do you say then, Senator, to the thousands of people, not just in Utah, but in the United States and even around the world, who say Utahns are not the only ones with an interest in these lands, that they want these lands protected?
Well, they have every right to want those lands protected. No one has more of an interest in that than Utahns. And no one is more directly affected by what politicians in Utah do with federal public land in Utah than Utahns. So I'm not saying here that we shouldn't protect federal public lands. What I am saying is that if we're going to use this particular vehicle, we've got to make sure that the people of Utah, those who are most affected by these land decisions, by decisions affecting this land in particular, there's got to be buy-in from Utahns themselves.
Because I know that some were also saying that, you know, had the vision for Utah had been in place, if your vision had been in place like the last century or so, maybe the past 100 years, some of the national treasures that we have now, Arches, Zion, Bryce Canyon, would not enjoy the protections that they have today. How would you respond to that argument?
It's simply not true. In fact, it's 100% untrue. What you're talking about there are the designations of national monuments. National monuments are designated by acts of Congress. The Antiquities Act monument designation process is very different than that. The Antiquities Act, passed more than 110 years ago, gives the President of the United States unilateral power to act completely on his own to designate a monument. Now, this generally what it does is it takes land that is already federal but puts it under a higher level of restriction, one that allows even less input by affected local populations. And what I'm saying is that before this type of restriction is imposed, you ought to have buy-in from Congress and from the local affected state legislature.
Do you think you'll have support in Congress for this bill?
In the past, we've had support, enough support, to pass comparable provisions for states like Wyoming and Alaska. Wyoming and Alaska are similar to Utah in that they've got a lot of open space, they've got a lot of federal public land, and in the past, they've had a whole lot of their land designated as national monuments by presidents. And so I think this is the kind of thing that Congress ought to support, and we ought to be able to get this passed.
Do you know if there are any other senators from other states or congressmen or women from other states that are on board and say, hey, our state is just like Utah, and we're totally on board with something just like this?
There are some, yes. Not yet enough. One of the problems that we face is that in every state east of Colorado, the federal government owns less than 15% of the land. And in many of these states, it's much less than that. Take, for example, Illinois. Illinois is a state where the federal government used to own more than 90% of the land. Over time, the federal government complied with the promise that it made to Illinois and that it has made to basically every other state admitted to the Union since then, including Utah, that it would eventually sell most or all of that land. And now the federal government owns less than 1% of the land, slightly more than 1% of the land in Illinois. So there are relatively few states left, mostly those in the Rocky Mountains, in the western United States where the federal government owns this much land. That's one of the problems that we have in getting the senators from other states to focus on this issue. Little by little, they're becoming aware of it.
I know we have to let you go in just a moment, Senator. Would you allow me to ask you one question about NATO, those meetings just wrapping up? And there are reports that President Trump had threatened to pull out of NATO, and he also got, or at least he's saying that he got the other countries in NATO to promise to give more of their share in terms of commitments and money. There was a vote in Congress about support of NATO, and there were, at least as I'm reading, two senators who did not support that, yourself and Rand Paul. Can you explain your vote to us?
Yeah. In my case, and I think the same was true in the case of Senator Paul, we wanted to support what the president was saying. We've got a lot of countries who were members of NATO who have made a commitment to devote at least 2% of their GDP to defense spending, to make sure that this alliance that we have to protect each other is guaranteed. Now, we spend a lot more than that, north of 3.5% of our GDP. We've got a whole lot of countries, nearly all of the countries in NATO, except for us, and just a very small handful of others, are falling far short of that. An alliance is an alliance, and it's important that these other countries make good on their promise. Just as we are committed to protecting them, they need to be committed and prepared to protect us. That doesn't work if they fall behind on their commitments. That's why I encourage President Trump and what he's doing. That's why I voted against the resolution yesterday.
Senator, we always appreciate chatting with you. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Senator Mike Lee with us this morning, and we'll take another look at some emergency traffic situations coming up.